Welcome to the Humanize Podcast. Thanks for being here. I'm your host, Dave Stouter. Our topic today is optimizing men's health. And we have the perfect guest for that, Dr. Gio Espinoza. And before I introduce Dr. Gio, I want to remind you to subscribe to get all of our variety of casts, audio, video, transcription at humanizedhealth.com. And I'd also like to thank our lead sponsor, Village Green Apothecary at myvillagegreen.com. And I'll tell you a little bit about Dr. Gio Espinoza. He's a naturopathic functional medicine doctor recognized as an authority in urology and men's health. Dr. Gio is an avid researcher and writer and has authored numerous scientific papers and books. He is faculty at New York University Langone Health and faculty for the Institute of Functional Medicine. Did I pronounce that right, Dr. Gio?
You did a good, yeah, absolutely.
All righty. And Dr. Gio lectures internationally on the application of science-based holistic treatments for urological conditions. Now, he's, I'm going to pick this up here. He's also authored and co-authored a couple of books. I like the title of this, Dr. Gio, Thrive, Don't Only Survive, Dr. Gio's Guide to Living Your Best Life Before and After Prostate Cancer. And he was co-author on Integrative Sexual Health. So, welcome to the program, and maybe I'll start this way. I see so many commercials, Dr. Gio, reminding we aging men that we are aging, we're losing our drive, we're losing our testosterone, et cetera, et cetera. How would you put anti-aging into perspective? What's your definition?
We will all have to age, and I think that what we're trying to accomplish is how to age successfully, not to not age. What we're trying to do is not get old. So we should age, but not get old, right? So there is things to do for that to happen. It's not going to happen by itself. It's not going to happen by, you know, being sedentary. If we do the work, we are going to be able to play this sport called life well at a high level. So, you know, anti-aging is not a great term, or at least one that I really like too much. I think that, look, I have gray hairs on my beard. It happened. Doesn't matter what I do. Doesn't matter what I did. My beard, you know, my hair, if I had any, but certainly my beard turned gray. And this happened, I don't know, you know, 8 years ago, right? So that happened. But I thank God I'm able to do more physical activity than ever before. I lift more weights in terms of weight more than any. And it's not a bragging thing. Is wow, as I get older, I'm actually getting stronger, physically stronger. So I think that what we want to do is age gracefully, and we want to do better with age. There's nothing more disheartening to me than a man now retired, 65, 60, 67 years old, but they can't do anything. Now they have all this wisdom from life. They can't do anything with it. So I think that we want to age gracefully and do better with age.
Well, perhaps this is almost a rhetorical question, but since you're in this business, can we men live longer and better? Do you see that happening? Do you see people that are maybe on the wrong path turning around?
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely. Look, the bottom line is, if people knew, so there's two things happening here, David. One is that people just don't know what to do. What diet? I mean, I'm confused. Somebody said paleo diet is the best thing. Oh, no, but somebody says that the longevity diet is plant-based. But I heard ketogenic, so it's very confusing. That's number one. Number two is, it's hard stuff. It's not just going to happen. And people, you know, are busy, particularly men are busy with, look, men care less about health. They care more about performance. So if they only care about their health to the degree that their health interferes with their performance. So I think that if we shift that mindset and we actually learn that, hey, we're in the long game here. We are here and we want to play the game as best as we can, this sport called life, for as long as possible. I think we have, what is it that I need to do, number one, and how can I apply it on a day-to-day basis? And the things are, eating well, exercise, sleeping well, and taking the right nutraceuticals. The more you do of these four elements, the better we do, and the higher the likelihood of living longer and better with age.
All right. Well, let's, in our time here, let's get to maybe some key points and a couple topics. Obviously, sort of mental performance is big for everybody. So what are some of the key things we men can do to have some confidence that we're not heading towards all the different manifestations of dementia?
So David, the first thing I would say about that is that yes, men, one of their top concerns and top fears is losing their memory, having brain issues or dementia or Alzheimer's. They fear this, and this is, you know, I consult with thousands of men in my clinic. They fear this even more than death, right? So that's a very good question. So what do you do about it? What you do about it and what the research shows and what we want, what we need to implement from the research is that we want to have a low, carbohydrates have been linked to things like dementia and Alzheimer's, particularly simple and refined carbohydrates. These are the things that are actually addictive. They've been linked to it, right? So you want to limit the consumption of these types of foods. Number two is physical exercise, physical activity, roughly 4 to 6 hours a week. Yes, you have time. Yes, you have time. Because then if what happens is from getting ill, then you have to create time to figure out and overcome your illness. So if you do all the work early, we are able to perform better and not have to worry about dementia and Alzheimer's. Thirdly, is sleep. We want to set up, and I know that there are some people with real insomnia, but most of the patients I see just have poor sleep habits, poor sleep hygiene, right? They are working, oh, now it's time to go to bed. There is no transition time between daytime and nighttime. They have a racing mind. I just wrote a blog post for drgeo.com, my newsletter, and it was about how to sleep better. What happened to most men I see, and I see only men in my practice, is that they go to sleep, but they wake up at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, and then they can't fall back to sleep. That's a racing mind. The mind is racing in that scenario. They have too many thoughts. And so then, yeah, they fall asleep because they're pooped, but they're waking up roughly is always between 2 to 3 in the morning, ironically. And so then you want to write things down and you want to journal. You're trying to figure things out. We're always trying to figure things out. So writing down in a notebook and journaling actually is very helpful. Lastly, there's some nutraceuticals that I use very successfully. They include acetyl-L-carnitine. They include Bacopa. They include lion's mane. I use these things very successfully in my patient population.
Yes, and I'm glad to hear that because you're bringing out the most important points. Diet and exercise and lifestyle are key, but in this sort of toxic world that works against us, key nutraceuticals, I think, you know, have to be part of that. I want to make sure, muscle wasting is a problem. And besides exercise, which would be critical, some degree, I'm sure, of using weights at some level, depending on physicality. But what are some of the dietary or nutraceutical things that might play a role in helping us with muscle wasting?
So let's just touch on exercise for a second because it is very important. We don't want to overlook that or undermine it. Physical exercise, weight resistance exercise. So you love your tennis, love it, great, keep playing tennis. You love running, keep doing it. You love cycling, excellent. You need to include weight resistance exercise. It doesn't matter if you like it or don't like it. This is your medicine. Weight resistance exercise. You got to push and pull weight, and it should be heavy weight, whatever heavy means for you. We don't have much more time to get into that, but I want to send that message home to your audience. So that's number one. In terms of what can keep, right? Because one of the things that affect men as they get older is called sarcopenia. This is muscle wasting. So how do we prevent sarcopenia? Weight resistant exercise. What are some of the nutraceuticals that can be used? Well, I use L-carnitine quite a bit. I think it's very helpful. I use creatine. Creatine is actually a very, very good nutrient in terms of when anyone goes by any of these vitamin stores and they see these big jugs of protein powders, right, with funky names and, you know, do better, design, you know, power protein or whatever. There's been very little research on any of those things. But one of the things that actually shows a lot of research is creatine and showing beneficial effects. So creatine is actually a very, very good nutrient and amino acid to take to prevent sarcopenia and to keep men strong. So that's one of my biggest go-tos is creatine.
I'm glad you brought that up. In the last couple of minutes here, most men run into prostate problems from minor to serious in their lifetime. And perhaps I might ask, what are some of the key bad habits that we men do that lead us to that place?
And I would say that there is a genetic component. Some men are just more predisposed to urinary problems that do derive from prostate issues. But for 70-80% of us, it's just lifestyle, right? So what are those key lifestyle things? Excess alcohol consumption. Look, everybody can have a drink here and there, no problem. Excess alcohol consumption, however, can start causing inflammation around the prostate. One of the key things that happens with the prostate is inflammatory. So it starts growing. Not only does it grow, but it starts squeezing the tube, the urethra that brings out the urine. So then that causes urinary problems. So that is that. The other thing is, Dr. Gio, what is the number one thing that men need to focus on to live better and have? Well, there's no number one thing. No. Get gun in my head. What's the number one thing? Give me the one thing. Oh, I don't know. All right. You have to have healthy, smooth muscles. Healthy, smooth muscles. What does that mean? You and I, and we all have three types of muscles in our bodies. We have skeletal muscle. That's the muscle to move our bones. We have cardiac muscle. Muscles around our heart. And we have smooth muscle. Those are the muscles that the arteries use that expand and dilate. Those are the muscles of the bladder. Those are the muscles that include the prostate. People don't know that. They call the prostate a gland. It is glandular, but 30% of the prostate is smooth muscle. So we need to do more things for the smooth muscles so that we live longer and happier and better. So treating smooth muscle. All right. So how do we do that? Things like magnesium, things that relax the muscles, these smooth muscles, right? Magnesium is excellent. Citrate, threonate, malate, glycinate, they're all good and they all have different purposes, but magnesium is good. I like certain botanicals, again, to calm down the smooth muscles because the smooth muscles tend to become hyperactive as we age. So hyperactive smooth muscles is the bladder going like this uncontrollably, you have to urinate more, and the prostate going like this uncontrollably, and you have to urinate more, arteries, et cetera. Things, botanicals that I like are lemon balm and scutellaria. These are sort of anxiolytic type of nervines type of botanicals. So that is the key takeaway here, I think.
That's excellent. Well, I want to encourage everyone. I want to thank you for being with us, Dr. Gio. I want to encourage everyone to go to your website. That is Dr. Gio, G-E-O, drgeo.com. It's a great website. I was on it today looking around. And, I think you can tell that Dr. Gio has a lot to say that we can't fit into our podcast today. So please, especially that book, Men Thrive, Don't Only Survive, Dr. Gio's Guide to Living Your Best Life Before and After Prostate Cancer. Dr. Gio, again, thanks for being with us today.
My pleasure, David. Thanks for having me.